So this is Adulting with Rebecca Adams.
Hello and welcome to So This Is Adulting. I'm Bex, and throughout this series, I'm discovering what it takes to officially become an adult. Today, I'm learning all about the importance of fitness and diet in adulthood, and so I'm joined by celebrity personal trainer Nicole Stewart. Before I introduce her though, let me tell you a story. If you are eating something at the moment, then I suggest you skip this next story. This story will be short yet disturbing and something I hope no one ever repeats. For some reason, when I was 14 years old, I wanted to lose weight. My friend at the time told me about a particular tea that she used to lose weight. Never again, my friends, will I ever do this. It was a Chinese weight loss green tea, which you are meant to have with only one small meal a day. Me, being the naive person that I am, didn't think to ask any questions and just to start using it like it was going to make me look like Heidi Klum overnight or something. By memory, I think the instructions were to have it 3 times a day, so that's exactly what I did. I begin this green tea diet, and I actually love the taste of green tea, so the taste didn't turn me off that much. What turned me off it is the after effects of having this tea, which I will get to shortly. So friends, you are probably wondering why it is called weight loss tea and how can tea make you lose weight? Well, this tea had a laxative effect to make you poo very often, and when I mean by very often, I mean over 3 times a day. I'll let your mind do the rest. I wasn't aware of this when I first started to have it, so I had a cup before I went to school one day. I was fine until I was in the middle of an important exam and my stomach started to feel a little funny. I needed to go to the toilet and then I couldn't wait any longer. It felt like an explosion was about to go off in my stomach. Anyway, I started to make my way to the teacher very uncomfortably and I asked her if I could go to the bathroom. It didn't help that my teacher was a bitch, so she said no. Looking back now, I think she thought I was lying and wanted to cheat or something. I told her that it couldn't wait. By this point, the whole class was looking and laughing. Long story short, we ended up in a heated argument about what she was doing wrong and I ended up storming out. Luckily, I made it to the bathroom in time, but I failed the test, unfortunately. So not only did this tea cost me a failed test, but it also ruined the bathroom. Graphic, I know. This tea diet of mine lasted less than 24 hours. Never, and I mean ever, will I try this so-called diet tea again. It is stupid and I assume harmful if you keep on using it daily. I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure forcing poo that often isn't healthy. All jokes aside, please never do this diet.
So this is Adulting.
To help me understand the importance of health and fitness, I am joined by Nicole Stewart. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So we're laughing before. You are in West Hollywood. I'm in Australia recording this and our producer's in London. So we're in 3 different time zones. Gotta love COVID.
I know, right? Such a change in everything.
I know. My brain definitely was going on fire when I was trying to work out the time zones. I was like, is this right? Is this right? Is this right? But thank God for Google. I feel really smart. I'm not going to lie. I'm really bad when it comes to timing. So I feel really smart. So how have the past few months been for you? Because obviously COVID changed a lot. Like gyms were closing and things like that. So how's the past few months been for you? Have you been able to continue doing what you usually do?
I mean, I have and I haven't. You know, when the lockdown first happened, definitely nothing, you know, at all. And then, you know, it's been up and down, but I've managed to stay busy because, like fitness isn't my only, thing that I do. I am also an entrepreneur, I guess.
So I have a lot of other things, which is cool
to keep me busy. Yeah. So I've gotten to spend more time on a product I created and then also, the short film that I just shot. So, you know, it's been cool in that way because usually I'm always too busy for that stuff. Yeah. And now it's really given me an opportunity to be able to spend a legit amount of time on those things.
Yeah.
And stay busy, you know, with the fitness. And I've actually got to work out more, which is amazing because I'm not bouncing from one client to the next all day long, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I think it's changed for like a lot of people. And as you said, about because you have more time to do things, you want to ensure that you're even more busy, which makes it busy, which is so weird. But whatever, I've watched that many Netflix shows, Nicole, I can't even tell you. I'm just over Netflix. I'm over Netflix.
Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, so I'm watching, obviously everyone in the world is watching Bridgerton, but I'm a person that doesn't really like new shows, so I've rewatched a lot of shows like New Girl with Zooey Deschanel. I've watched rewatched a UK show called The Inbetweeners. Do you know what The Inbetweeners are? It's a comedy show.
No, I'm going to have to.
Oh, it's a very crude. Yeah, it's a very crude comedy show, but I like rewatching shows. What about you? What have you been watching a lot of TV?
Well, I think my all-time favorite is Cobra Kai.
Oh, what's that?
It takes place – well, first of all, it came out I don't know how many years ago, but it came out on YouTube.
Oh.
And everyone kept talking about it because in my short film – like one of the scenes is I show up and I'm at the wrong audition, but there's all these guys in karate gis. So they were all talking about Cobra Kai and I'm like, what's Cobra Kai? Yeah. So then I finally was able, like I went to Hawaii and then I binge watched it and I'm like, oh my God, this is so good.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, it's about the movie, The Karate Kid. And it takes place 30, 20 years later, however many years later. It's a big, significant amount of time.
Yeah.
And it picks up in present time.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And it's still, you know, Ralph Macchio and William Babka. And it's just cool. It's like they still have this rivalry. And there's lots of references to the past. Yeah. And I just love it. I don't know. And so,
wow, sounds interesting.
The Netflix bought it and they shot another season. And I guess now they're going to shoot another season. So that's at the top of my list. It's super light and I don't know, cheesy in a good way.
Yeah.
And I love it. The fight scenes, and I can't watch anything serious right now. I just want light.
Tell me about it. I know.
Light, funny, and fluffy, you know?
100%. Well, for people who don't know who you are, how would you best describe yourself? So obviously you're very into your fitness and you were mentioning that you do some business and you also been doing some acting, but how would you describe yourself to someone?
Oh, wow.
You're in a job interview right now.
I know. I feel like how would I describe myself? Okay. The first thing that comes to mind is hardworking, motivated, inspiring, creative, and just like always like the attitude of never giving up. Like there's always a way.
Yeah.
And I hate the word no. I hate you can't do it. And because in my mind, it's like, I don't care if it takes me like 500 years, I will keep trying until I succeed. I don't know if that was just sort of bred into me from an old dance teacher and also my mom, but you know, not to say I haven't given up because I've given up like 1,000 times, but I always pick myself back up and restart again.
Yeah, I think that's a good mentality to have, especially when it comes to health and fitness, because for someone like myself that doesn't really – I enjoy going for a walk. I don't really enjoy doing fitness, but you are more known for being like a celebrity trainer, would you say? So who have you previously worked with?
I mean, somehow, I don't know how that label has, you know, it's just so weird because I've never, you know, people are like, oh, how did you become a celebrity trainer? But it's not something that I never set out to say, I want to become this, which I know is crazy because I hate when there's something that I want and I'm like, how did you get that? And people are like, well, it just fell in my lap. You know, they're like, that's annoying. You're annoying.
Yeah.
So I'm actually being that annoying person again. Well, actually the first person I worked with was Courtney Love.
Oh, she would have, was she okay to work with? Cause she's obviously known to be a little bit, like fun, I guess. Like she doesn't really take that much serious. Did she take fitness serious?
Well, this was in, I think, 97, 98, when she nominated for the Oscar. And I think it was shortly after she was going on the road with Hole. And I heard about the opportunity at the Pilates studio that I was at. And it just sounded cool, like, to go on the road with Courtney Love. I mean, I was, like, you know, 20-something, and I was by myself and single. And to me, it paid such a great amount weekly. And then I got to do fitness and see the sort of, you know, the whole United States. But then the job passed. Somebody else was already recommended for the job. And then it came back to me. And yes, to answer your question, she really was, you know, she was eating vegan. And when I first met her, she said, "Do you really want this job? It's going to be really boring. You know, I'm I'm like vegan. I'm not partying. This is a serious."
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I said, "Of course I want the job. That's totally why I'm here, you know." So yeah. I ended up through default getting the job and then training her for, I don't know, 12 or 15 years, something like that.
Wow. I didn't know if it was for that long. That obviously means that you were doing the right thing for something to last for that long. So what do you think is the key to keeping, like, a client for that long, I guess? Especially like Courtney Love. It doesn't seem like Courtney Love really puts up with a lot of crap, which I love. I love people like that. I like this. I love people like that. What do you think is the key to it?
Well, I feel like I have this sort of like with her and I think it was an understanding to where I was like, look, you know, we're going to work out every day. That's the plan. That's what you're paying me for. But I'm not coming into your hotel room and dragging you out of bed.
Yes.
You know, you either show up or you don't. Regardless, yeah. I'm still getting paid. So, I think I have, like, you know, people need to show up and be accountable. They're adults.
And yeah, 100%.
I'm not going to go that, like, extra and be that type of motivational trainer where, like, do it and like that.
Yeah.
I'm just, that's not who I am, you know. I'm more of, I think, a grounded sort of realist, like, and doing something extensively for a long period of time, really, unless, of course, you're like shooting a movie and then you have to lose X amount of pounds for that, then okay, we can go. But I still am like, you show up, we do the work, and when we're done, we're done. And then that's we'll it. Take it again tomorrow, you know. But and also, I think with Pilates, you can be creative and do different things. And I just think I kept it, even though Pilates is a set series of exercises that you do over and over and over and over, you can be creative with it after a while once people get the strength and learn what they're doing. And that's, I don't know. She just stuck with it. I guess she liked it. I guess she liked working out with me, which is also, you know, how I got Kate, to be honest. Yeah. So, because Cade had seen her up in Canada performing at the time. And she was like, babe, oh, my God. This is how I heard the story. your body looks amazing. What have you been doing? And she's like, oh, Nicole, you got to try her out. So that was like the first time Cade had heard my name. And then she started shooting Almost Famous and was looking for a Pilates trainer. And she was in a store called Tracy Ross, which no longer exists, but it was sort of one of those chic stores up on Sunset Drive where all the celebrities would go to shop and buy like the really cool, hip, trendy, fashionable clothes. And Kate was in there shopping and randomly asked the guy behind the counter if he knew of a Pilates trainer. And he was like, oh, yeah, my friend Nicole. She, you know, and he knew I just started. And he gave her my number and she called me when she left. Wow. And that was that.
And the rest is history. I do want to get into, obviously, you work with Kate Hudson, as well as you did mention being creative and Pilates and stuff a bit later. But I just want to know, what's your daily routine when it comes to fitness? Because you obviously look amazing. What is your routine?
Well, I try to really walk my talk. and do something every day.
Yeah.
So I know after I see you, I'm going to be busy from like 2:30 till 6 o'clock tonight. And I won't have a chance to do anything. And then I come home and then it's my son who's 5. And then I'm going to be busy till 8 probably, and then eat dinner. And then it's 9:30, the day's done. So yeah. I went and I just really like went up this hill. That's a mile and a half right by my house and came back down, which is why I'm a little sweaty right now.
No, you look fine. I got told that you're meant to walk up a hill every single day. That's what my health person said to me, because it's very good for your endorphins. So yeah, I got told that as well. So it's interesting that you said that. And especially when you said about not having the time, because I feel like a lot of adults, because if they – whether they have school, they have work, like juggling fitness and juggling those type of things is difficult. How would you advise someone to kind of fit in even just 15 minutes of working out? Is it just walking up the stairs at work or to the station? That would be actually my, when we're able to go to work, that would actually be my exercise. I used to walk home from the station.
Right. Take the stairs. If you can walk to work or ride a bike, do that. And if you can't do any of those things, or do those things, and on your lunch break, if you get 30 minutes, just do like 10 minutes of abs in your office and lay on the ground and move your chair. There's enough material and access to all types of workouts today, on any device. You know, you can type in 5-minute abs on YouTube and it'll come up and there'll be like 5,000 of them, you know? So there's really, in today's society with social media, there's no reason why you cannot do something every day.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You know, even if it's like a little hip routine, you know, just something. And if you do it daily, it does sort of put that stone into the pond and create that ripple effect by eating healthier, sleeping better, coping with your stress and anxiety, you know, which I have, you know. I mean, initially I just started to exercise for depression.
Yeah.
You know, I always just felt less depressed when I ran up a hill or did some sort of exercise of some type, dance class, you know, whatever it was. I just always felt like, okay, I can handle everything after.
Yeah, I got told as well that when you get your heart racing, because I occasionally suffer from some mental health issues as well, and getting your heart racing is as much of a good endorphin as is taking a tablet or for depression or anxiety. I was like, that's super. I wasn't aware of that. So that's another good reason. If you don't have motivation, you will feel better once you go for a walk. Because as you just said then, when it came to your depression and anxiety, you just feel good afterwards. It doesn't take away the pain, but it does make you feel, it makes you feel amazing. That's actually, it's so weird that you said that. That's actually why I got into walking, to help out with some issues that I was having a few years ago. So it's super, super relatable that you said that. You did mention as well about you try to eat right. This is something that I don't really do. No, I eat healthy meals, but do you have any foods you try to avoid? I'm a big sweet tooth and I know it's so bad, I'm sorry, but are there any sort of foods that you try to avoid?
I don't let, if somebody brings me chocolates or something for Christmas, I just won't even eat them, you know?
Oh, wow.
They're just things I just, I'll give stuff. I probably shouldn't say this on a, you know, to people who have given me chocolate, but I'll give them away. I'll give them to somebody else just because it's just, I just don't even want them in the house. But don't get me wrong. Like, it's Meyer lemon season, and I've been making Meyer lemon ice cream gelato like crazy. And I say because my son loves it, but I love it too. So, are there things I try to avoid? I usually will just let myself have something if I'm desperately craving it. And I find that if I let myself have enough of it, I kind of like, I don't want it anymore.
Mm.
I don't know. It's probably horrible advice.
No, it's not, because you always want when you can't have. And it's true. The more you have something, the more you're like, you know what? I didn't actually need those cookies. I didn't really need that chocolate. Bye. I tend to buy like dark chocolate because it's chocolate, but I know I'm not going to eat a whole block because it doesn't taste as nice. Do the equivalent doesn't taste as nice. My dad buys ginger cookies and I would never have, only have like one or two because he knows I'm not going to eat like all of them. So yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's so funny. I remember I bought ginger snaps over the holidays and I thought my son would love them because I love them and he didn't want anything to do with them.
You did mention, obviously, you've worked with some amazing celebrities. So when working with your celebrity clients, what do you tell them is the most important aspect, I guess, of staying fit? Because I know you do Pilates, but is there anything that you tell them is the best way? I like how you did say to Courtney Love, though, like, look, I'm still getting paid. It's either you get out of this hotel room, I'm not dragging you out. But what did you used to tell them about staying fit?
I mean, usually they're motivated when they usually come to me and they're wanting to get on some sort of regime or just sort of like a weekly, like, let me see you, over, like, Kate, like I was still training her up until the COVID happened, 2-3 times a week, minimum 1 time a week. And then COVID happened. And then I saw her a few times, maybe over the, like, you know, when the numbers were better, and then I'd see her with my mask and blah, blah. But, it's more of a maintenance thing, I guess, when I see people, unless they're specifically doing a role, like when I trained Anna Faris for House Bunny, you know,
wow,
she was.
You trained Anna for that movie. I love House Bunny.
And she, I know, isn't it great?
I'm not just saying this because you're here. I actually thought she looked amazing in that film. Me and my friends would always say Anna Faris, and I swear to God, I'm not just saying that. Wow, I didn't know that you actually trained her for that movie. That's
yeah,
cool.
I was lucky. And yeah, so that was fun. And she's very cool. But yeah, that was a hard, you know, because, you know, and she even says it, that diet, that minimum, that type of amount of exercise, it's not sustainable forever. Mm. But she was in a bikini the entire movie. So it had to be sustainable for that period of time.
Yeah, yeah. But because they're celebrities, I think I already know what you're going to say, but can you be more honest with them, or are you a bit more easygoing with them because they're celebrities? Like, I personally could not tell someone like Kate Hudson, come on, work harder, because I'll be too scared. Are you more easygoing, or you just treat them like any other normal human being, I guess?
I mean, I would think I would treat them the same as anybody else. It's really about the work at the end of the day. And if they're not doing it right, I'm assuming that they're paying me to correct them.
Exactly.
And I'm super OCD, especially when it comes to form and alignment and all those things. So it's, you know, it's just like anybody else. If they're not doing it properly, I'm going to be like, no, it's got to be like this or like this. And if they don't get it, I will do it myself for them to see. But there's not any way in my mind where I filter my thoughts because of who I'm training. I think I am who I am at.
Yeah.
And some people like it and some people don't, you know?
I know, but so, as you said, they come to you for a reason. If they're not going to, like, I guess, cooperate, then that's on them, I guess. That does make sense. But so you've worked with Kate Hudson, as you were mentioning before, since she was 19 years old, just before Almost Famous. She looks amazing. She's known to look amazing this whole entire time. And I like to think that's all you, Nicole. That's all you. So thank you. What is her fitness?
A lot of it is genetics.
Amazing.
So a lot of that is genetics, I have to say. But I did work out with her for 20 years, so that helped genetics up, you know, hold it up.
What's her secret? What is her fitness secret?
I'd like to think that she doesn't take anything too seriously, like myself, especially with her wellness routine. There's, you know, she really listens to her body. I mean, I've always admired that about her, because when she's tired, she'll just honor that. And I, for me, I'm always like, no, I have to push through. I have to work, even though I'm dragging myself, you know?
Yeah.
Which now looking back, I go, oh, that maybe wasn't like the smartest thing to do. Cause then I'd get run down and then I'd get sick. And, but I think she really, really listens to her body and her cravings, and she puts her health and always has put her health and diet and exercise, you know, it's just a priority, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you ensure that you keep, Kate in shape? Is there anything like that you do differently
with her? No, I mean, it comes down to the point where I think that I can only push you as far as you let me.
Yeah.
So it's really who the person, individual person is, and how far and how connected they are to their bodies. And let's say I have somebody new and they saw me do something with her that was advanced and they're like, oh, I want to do that. That's not going to be possible unless they build that foundation and strength, especially if they're a beginner, you know, to put them in, because then I would be potentially hurting them.
Yeah. And especially, you don't want to find like a chore though. You know what I mean? Like fitness doesn't have to want, I'm no fitness expert, but it doesn't need to be a chore. You know what I mean? You can, you want, well, want to do it. You know?
I don't think it should be a chore. I think it should be like fun, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think it's also about chemistry. And I think that, through the years we have known each other, I feel it's, we always make it fun.
She always looks happy. This is one thing I admire in her. She always looks like she's just always like content, you know. That's what I always admire. Even her and Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn looks absolutely incredible. Incredible. I remember there was a photo of that Amy Schumer posted saying, oh, I got it on a boat or something, saying, oh, I got to love going on a boat with Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson, because obviously I think she said that on the Ellen show. She's like, I do not recommend it. And it was just Kate Hudson in a bikini. And Amy Schumer just like haunting down. But no, that's, no, I really admire her for that. Have you got any funny fitness stories though that you can share with us as you have worked with her for so long?
Oh my God. I can't, I'm like,
too many.
I mean, we definitely always have fun. I'm trying to think of one particular funny something, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head except that, you know, the ridiculous wine bottle workout keeps popping into my mind, where we were, we were traveling together and we were in Greece and she was just, we were just fooling around and we were like, oh, let's pick up the rosé bottles, you know, and then we videoed it just to be ridiculous. And then she posted it maybe a year later and it went viral and it's sort of funny. Now it's called the rosé workout, but
wow, I'm gonna try that later.
Yeah, you should, it's on anywhere. You can see it, the link, just Kate Hudson wine bottle workout.
That's so funny.
Cause you know, I think when we're working, we work hard and then we play hard. You know?
Yeah, it has to be like a, well, I'm no PT. Well, you know, I know you mentioned before that you don't really label yourself as that, but you don't want it to be. You just want to have fun, you know what I mean, when it comes to fitness. So that's good that you do that. And I feel like a lot of other, like, celebrity trainers should probably do that. They might do that, but that's what I like about you, I guess.
Well, and I don't think I take myself too seriously.
Yeah. Either.
I can't. I have to constantly, you know, just self-deprecation, because it's just like, I don't know, you know, when I hear the celebrity trainer label, I'm like, it's just crazy and weird to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I get what you mean.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I'm just a normal girl.
That happens to train celebrities. That's cool. Can you tell someone though, when someone keeps on top of their health and fitness, even without meeting them? So like, for example, with me, can you tell that I only really just go for walks, because you do some training. Can you tell, is there like a sixth sense that happens to people, or?
Well, I mean, if you were calling me from where you're from, London or Australia, and you're like, I'd like to get on a program, you know, we'd have a talk, and then yes, I would be able to tell, you know, and then I would get a sense. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense.
But talking to you right now, I can only see the top of your head. So you can be
marathon runner. It's all rolls down there, Nicole. It's all rolls. It's just fat. It's just fat.
For all I know, you know.
So what's your opinion on fad diets? Like, do you think it's a big no-no or?
I'm not a big fan of fad diets at all. I have done cleanses in the past, you know, where I've gone somewhere. There's a place in Palm Springs that I do love going. It's called We Care, but it's, you know, it's a supplemented diet. So you are getting all of your vitamins and, you know, you're staying there and you're getting soup and all these other different things to supplement. You're not eating. But that would be, I guess, considered a fad, but I feel like it's done in a healthier way.
Exactly. And you know, it's safe-ish.
But I always feel like just try to eat healthy, just whole foods and nothing cooked, fried, processed. Try to stay away from sugars and flour and those things, and just more protein and all the time.
Yeah.
And lots of vegetables or lettuce or spinach. And, you know, if you change that, you know, you definitely will lose some pounds for sure. And you'll feel lighter. You'll feel better. No crash diets or anything like that at all. Unless, of course, you're like getting paid and you're in a film and you have to look a certain way, then I would just go down to a regimented caloric diet, obviously healthy, not like a quarter pounder, you know, for the day, you know. But eating organic and really taking the time to prepare your food or getting it from a really healthy place.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. You did mention earlier, so you like to incorporate fun, have fun when you do your Pilates. So you do practice a creative style of Pilates that blends, I think it's dance moves, yoga, stretching, and cross training. Is it important to keep fitness activity fun?
I think so, because like I said, with Pilates, even I get a little bored of the repetition. So yeah. I'll with people I've had a long time, I'll just, you know, I'll break it up. I'll do like in the middle of something, I'll go into some yoga postures or poses or flow and then tag it on back to the Pilates mat. And a little circuit training with a TRX or with bands or different things is what I'll do.
So for any adults that are listening to right now, what would you say to a beginner that's wanting to start exercise?
Just not to be afraid of it. And if you do know, do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, like quit talking about it, like get up off your ass and go do something. Like, don't be so ridiculous. You're an adult, for Christ's sake, you know.
Exactly.
Be responsible for yourself.
Yeah, and it's not as hard as it looks. Like, I know you don't have to get into, like, you don't have to – there's a lot of beginner workout exercises out there. And trust me, coming from someone like myself who generally does not like exercising, when you go for a walk, there are other fun options. As you said, Pilates can be fun, yoga. You don't just have to go to a gym and do sit-ups. You know, a lot of people love to do that, which is amazing. I condemn them. But it can also be fun. Just go for a walk. Get some nature in you, you know?
Fresh air is always good. Get a jump rope. Skip.
Yes, exactly. Well, to round things up, what would you say is the one thing that you shouldn't do when you're trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle?
One thing you shouldn't do. Really be hard on yourself. And if you eat something bad, don't, like, beat yourself up over it. It's like tomorrow's always a new day to start over
Exactly. And I think, like, it's also good to have cheat days. Well, that's what people have told me. Like, you might have one cheat day. Like, my cheat day is, like, every day. But you can have one cheat day a week, apparently.
Yeah, or just not, you know, just – I don't even know if I look at it like one cheat day, but maybe people have to do that. Just moderation really is the key. Moderation and repetition.
There's a few people that I know that was like, I want to get more healthy, but then they don't do anything about it, you know? It's like, well, get up, do something about it, you know? You don't see me complaining about my body. Just do something about it, you know?
Yeah, you have to just – figure out how to find that, strengthen that voice in your head that yeah. is pushing you to do something. And that other voice who's like, no, stay in bed. This is so cozy. Don't get up. You know, that's always, always going to be there. You're going to always have to fight against that. Even I do. Like today, I didn't want to do anything. But I mean, every day I don't want to do anything, but I just manage. I have trained myself to know it will be a better day if I work out. Plain and simple. I'll be a better person. I'll have a clearer head. My anxieties will be down. I'll be not depressed or whatever it is, you know. Which makes me an easier person to deal with. All around. So, just you got to strengthen that voice. Thank it for visiting and, you know, tell it goodbye. And you're going to listen to this other voice and you're going to push yourself. You're just going to start. Because once you just start, it's all there. It's good, you know, it's just that getting there, like pushing you off the edge.
And just doing it about it. Is it better to work out in the morning or the evening, or is it just whatever suits your lifestyle?
I prefer morning.
For
a lot of reasons. I like getting it done. I am not a morning person, but I have trained myself to be. I wake up always like, exhausted.
Give me the coffee.
But I like getting it done because I'm like, okay, that's out of the way. Now I can go do all this other stuff and not worry about getting that in the, you know, the rest of the day, because more than likely I'm not going to do it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I also like it because I do believe it speeds up your metabolism. If you have the time, it'd be great if you could do something in the morning and evening. You know, that's always great.
Yeah.
But I don't want to like get carried away here.
Yeah, exactly. And lastly, what would you say is the key to a healthier life?
Try to have fun. Laughter.
Yeah.
I'm always searching for the laughter. Trying to find the humor and the ridiculousness in everything.
Cool. So what, is there anything else that you are doing in the future? Because you did mention you just finished a short film and you also have an app called QE2 with various exercises on. So if anyone here is listening, they can jump.
Oh, it's on Vimeo on demand right now. They're workouts you can download and they're, you know, 10, 15 minutes. They're put in sections of like abs, arms, butt, and hips. So you just download it and do it if you want to do something quickly. I have a couple of things coming up. I'm going to take over Kate's To Be in Bloom, it's like a vitamin powder that you put into drinks. It's really good. I have it. But, I'm taking over her To Be in Bloom account next Wednesday.
Check that out.
I think at the same time. So, and I'm going to be doing a sort of a basic Pilates mat workout with arms too. And I'm working on a couple other projects as well. So, and I have a lot going.
Yeah, I know. Despite COVID, I feel like a lot of us are busier, but that's good. We'll definitely have to check that out, because as you said, fitness does not have to be about being, you don't have to be bored, you can have fun, and that's exactly what you represent, which is amazing for adults, you know, especially someone like this myself that like generally hates the thought of exercising. So You're making me motivated. I literally want to go for a walk right now.
Oh, good. So, thank you so much. All right. I'll talk soon. Okay.
Bye.
So this is Adulting with Rebecca Adams.
Thanks to Nicole for joining me on this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share, and I'll continue my quest to become a fully rounded adult next time. See you then.